How about the book of Colossians? Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. I left your mirror in the bathroom tonight for the men that's concerned. I didn't borrow it tonight, but I did bring something else I want to share with us here. Most of my life is, you know, people talk about, oh, if we're going to minister, we got to do it down on a level where people can understand. Well, it's not just ministry that I live that way. It's most of my life. I'm the bottom shelf cookie type person. So that's the only way I know to do it. So we're going to look at a little something tonight. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15. Colossians 3, starting at verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Father, we thank you tonight for this service. We thank you, Lord, for each one that's come out on this Wednesday night. This night that we would have gathered together anyway, but tonight, Lord, is special in that we're in the midst of youth revival. We're in a thrust, Lord, for the young people, and in a push and in a move to draw closer to you and see others come closer to you and see victories won and lives changed and hearts helped and homes helped. I like the reality of it. I like the stuff that goes home with us. I like the stuff that's boots on the ground. I like the practical things, Lord, that it does when you touch our lives in a real way. Thank you so much, Lord. Let it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, he gives this list and these few things that we need to do, and then he says that we need to forgive people because God forgave us. Now, the good news is, I guess if there's any of you in here that doesn't need any forgiveness at all and never has from anybody, well, then you're in pretty good shape. But for the rest of us, I do my best to be very forgiving with people, because God's been very forgiving with me, very merciful with me. I like to read signs. Now, that does two things. Sometimes it's very good reading signs. You find funny stuff. You find enlightening stuff. You find scriptures written on walls. And you just, if you like signs. But now there are occasions where it's not good to read the signs that's around, you know. Like in the restroom, out at the gas stations and stuff. Don't read the signs in those. Don't read what people's written on places. That's not good for us. But I got a habit of reading signs. I like them. So one day I seen this little sign. I don't remember what I had a hold of. Now I had a hold of something, and it said, contents under pressure. I thought, wow, very interesting. And so I took that little thought home with me and began to roll it over, began to think about it. And then I felt like the Lord began to help me with that little saying tonight. I'd like to look at contents under pressure. Contents under pressure. I believe that could be individually. I believe that could be collectively. Contents under pressure. Everybody's under pressure. Everybody. That person that's living on that island in that million-dollar house with their own little private pool and a fence and the blue water out by the ocean that dashes against there and carries the sand in and out, those people are under pressure too. That lady said, told me, she said, you know, if I could just get a man, I just need a man, I'll be fixed. I thought, you're going to need more than a man. Another one said, you know, if I could just get that job I've been wanting so bad, I think that'd fix me. More money's not going to do it, friend. There's never going to be enough money. Ask, you know, whoever you want to, it's got plenty of money, and they'll tell you there's never enough. I mean, we want to win the lottery. I want to win. I'll be honest with you. That would be nice. The only problem is I doubt I can ever win because I'll never play. That seems to be a big issue for me. But you know what I find? You know what I find with those people? And I don't mean to do the research on it. It just shows up where I'm reading the signs. A lot of them go crazy. A lot of them end up divorced. And a lot of them's kids is estranged. And they end up broke. Money's not going to fix our problems. Now, it does help some things. Makes things run a little bit smoother. But it's not going to fix us. Everybody's under some kind of pressure. Even these younger people scattered across this crowd. There is some kind of pressure that they're under. Everybody's under pressure. But the scripture said to let the peace of God rule and reign in our heart. This is Kroger cut green beans. All right? In this can. Kroger cut green beans. I had them because they was what was on sale. But then I find we shouldn't do that because it's not good for us. I don't know. I was reading the sign. Oh, this green beans. Gotcha. Think it's still green beans? Yeah. And what if we put a little pressure on it? Think it's still green beans? You didn't know I could do that, did you, brother? I think you was happy about that. I'm going to address some of these in the back here just a second. Green beans. What do you think? You want to squeeze this can? Put some pressure on it. Just squeeze it. You're going to have to do better than that. Squeeze your heart. Ah, grind your teeth. Ah, yeah, I seen something give. Yeah. And sometimes I drop this on the ground, and some of us kick it around for a while. We don't have time for that tonight, but this is green beans. We put the pressure on, still green beans. She put the pressure on, still green beans. We could kick this around a while, still green beans. Now, I want to share something with you that I believe is a great truth. I never want to dismiss the fact that there is a real work of grace God does in our heart. And he's the only one that can do it. And it is the only, salvation is the only thing that can produce what salvation produces. There's no gimmick, you know. There's no knockoff macaroni and cheese, you know, none of that stuff. And it's never quite as good. They say it is, but I don't think it's ever quite as good as the real thing. But, you know, Save-A-Lot. Do y'all have Save-A-Lot here? No? Yeah. Thanks. You don't know. Ask her. He says, I don't know. And he asks, what is it? There is no knockoff brand for what God can do in the heart. There is a real work of God that he does in the heart where Jesus paid for it and the Holy Spirit administers it, and it's called a new birth. And there's no side routes. There's no gimmicks. There's no shortcuts. It goes straight through the cross and through an empty tomb with the risen Savior and right on our knees into forgiveness and out the other side in new birth. There's no shortcuts to that. God's the only one that can do that. And I think I can speak very clearly and freely. Sometimes I get outside of our circles and some folks make me nervous. Some folks that's inside our circles make me a little nervous sometimes when I'm trying to preach and I sense there's a little something in the water. But I do want you to know this too. There is a work of grace in the heart after we're born again that's for the believer. That's walking in the light and loves Jesus with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength and wants to serve God, but they notice there's a struggle within. They make their way to a place of penitence, and one man said it like this: when we come to God first, we come to God with our hands up. saying, I surrender, I'm done. And I like that. I like that. We come to him, I'm done. You know, I want you to save me. I'm done with sin. Our hands is up. I surrender. But then when we come to him to sanctify our hearts entirely, completely, through and through, it's like we come to him with our arms full. And we say, Lord, I see me. I see my bentness. I see there's a struggle within. And we come with our arms full. And we bring ourselves to him. And then God does something in our heart. We get stuck all night on clarification of terminology. But God does something in our heart and takes care of the sin business. And I am so thankful. If we'll consecrate, he'll sanctify. There's no side routes. There's no shortcuts. There's no knockoffs for it. There is this place in our lives somewhere. Some folks were saved a day. Some folks hit an altar and God saved them initially. And then before they ever left the building, God sanctified them. One woman said, I hit the altar and got saved. And before I left revival meeting, I hit the altar again. God sanctified me entirely through and through. I thought, glory to God. That's all right. Some people take some years. But there will be a time or a place or God will work on us and work with us and deal with us. He's the only one that can fix us in such a way inside that no matter what kind of pressure's on from the outside, the contents on the inside will still be the same. That's all right, ain't it? That's good preaching, brother. No matter what kind of pressure we're feeling from the outside. Now listen, pressure's caused different people to act different ways. Some people are put together different than others. But no matter how much pressure is put on the outside, it doesn't change the contents of what's on the inside. God can do that. Just remember that. That crazy preacher said that Wednesday night. God can do that inside of any individual that will allow him to keep us when the pressure's on, the devil's after us, and the fire gets hot. Exhibit A. Okay? I borrowed this from Micah. Out of the fridge. Exhibit B. This is a Mountain Dew. Don't look at me like that. Most of you know exactly what this is. Yes, you do. Now this can is sealed the same way as that can to some degree. But there's a difference. Because I've seen some eyebrows raised. I can't do the one eyebrow thing like some of them kids do. Michael laughs at me. There's a difference. You know what the difference is? There's something in the makeup of what's inside of this can that if you put too much pressure on this dude right here, he will let you know. There's something different in the contents. There's something different in what's on the inside. Just starting that motion just gets us thinking about stuff. Oh, yeah. That would be awful, wouldn't it? That would be bad. So one day it was super hot, and I went out to start the car, I think, to go to church. And I noticed when I opened the door, it smelled funny, more than normal. Because somebody left a French fry somewhere or something. I thought, what is that smell? It smells like sugar. Like sweet something other. Fizzy. Some kind of fizzy sugar. And I glanced at the roof of our car. And there is this brown sticky substance all over the roof of our car and the back glass, and it's just kind of dangling. And it's 100 degrees. And I kept following it to its source and slid in the back of the passenger seat was a Dr. Pepper. And it was all blowed out and its contents was all over the ceiling. And that was the day that I summoned Micah. Because that was hers. Oh, thing is, though, it can only handle so much. It can only handle so much and it's going to react. You kick this dude around a while and it's going to react. That's funny, isn't it? You know what? I've met some people like that. Haven't you? You get them in a crowd like this and, oh, isn't it lovely that everybody can be a wonderful, sanctimonious Christian tonight? Proper. But you get some folks out there, they're a little different. They're different. You get them in the right situation and you will find out exactly what they're made of. That one lady said, and it just happened to be a woman this time. It could be a man the next time. Okay. So don't let y'all get frustrated at me. She said, well, I tell you what, preacher, I just gave him a piece of my mind. And that one man said, you know, you better be careful because you only got so much to work with. Better be careful what you give where. Oh. You get him in the right circumstance, though, and you'll find out what's on the inside. Everybody's under pressure tonight. Everybody. The question is, where do you take it? What happens to the pressure of life? Dad, across, I know I'm preaching to young people, but just for a moment, Dad, I'm going to try to pick some of you out. What do you do with the pressures of life when they come? What do you do with the bills piling up? What do you do with the kids all wanting attention at the same time? What do you do with all this stuff happening? What do you do when it just seems like the family don't understand you? Where do you take the pressures? Look, we don't have to look very far to find out how some people just build and build and build and build and build until they explode. Some people go far out. Then we have instances like we've been seeing on the news. Some people don't have anywhere to take pressure to. I think it's sad. It hurts my heart. They've never learned that there's a God in heaven who wants to be a part of our life. It's not a once and done that he created us and walked off and left us. It's a continual thing. He wants to be a part. He wants to be active in our lives. Young people, he wants to be a part of your life. Jesus wants to live inside your heart. He wants to be a part of what you're doing and what you got going on and your struggles. I'm going to be silly enough to say today that God wants to be a part of everything you're doing at school. God wants to be a part of it. When history gets hard, God wants to be a part of it. Or when math is, you know, just not understandable, God wants to be a part of it. Every day. Or whatever it is that's got you stuck and the source of the anxiety, God wants to be a part of it. Now, we're going to let him do one of two things. We're either going to be this, and all the time the pressure's building and building and building, and there's an occasion where we just blow up. Now, that's not you or you or you. And I know there's nobody in here like that, but you know there is people in this world that do blow up under pressure. Or there's the people that can handle some pressure because God's done something inside of them. Now, we're going to be one or the other, and we're going to have to probably plan a little bit. We're going to have to plan a little bit because God isn't going to do everything for you. God's going to work on the inside of us, fix our heart, help our heart, and continue to help our heart, but he's not going to do everything for us. We're going to have to make some conscientious decisions of what we're going to do when the pressure's on. And so I'm going to park with you young people for just a little bit. What are you going to do when the pressure's on? What are you going to do when you get in the atmosphere where everybody doesn't act like the church crowd? Let me just get practical for just a minute. Don't get mad at me. I'm going to meddle, but at least I'm telling you. Some people do it, won't tell. What? I mean, I look across this crowd. This is a good looking crowd. I'm kind of sure I get everybody here. For the most part. This is a good looking crowd. Most of you got the look. But what are you young ladies going to do when you get out in the world and other ladies are chopping their hair off? And they trade clothes for practically no clothes. What are you going to do? Are you going to go too and just be part of the crowd? I know it's serious stuff, but I really felt God laying on my heart driving over. I hope I'm okay. What are you going to do when the pressure's on? Are you going to hang in there? And some of you tonight that may have come into this place and you're scratching your head about something. Now listen to me. I'm gonna hurry along. All I ask for is a fair hearing. And you're looking on at some of this and you can't figure it all out. Listen to me. At least take this from this service. Don't get stuck majoring on minors. The major is this tonight. The God of heaven wants to do something inside of us that'll keep us when the pressure's on and the devil's after us. Hey, I tell you what it'll do. It'll settle a lot of the stress inside when all at once we can figure out where we came from, who made us, what we're here for, and where we're going. Let me tell you something. If you can answer, sorry, my eyes are leaking. If you can answer those three questions, it takes you automatically from down here somewhere to way up here. If you can figure out where you came from, what you're doing here, and where you're going, it'll automatically change things for you. The message for you tonight is that the God of heaven wants to do something inside of us to help our hearts and get rid of sin and bring hope in the place of discouragement, to bring help to our lives, to bring peace, and to bring this thing where we're like, watch this. Everybody needs one of them sometimes, don't they? God wants to do that inside of us. And for you that are on the way tonight, what are you going to do when the pressure's on? What are you going to do when he lights that big stogie and nobody's around to tell you don't? And he hands it your way. What are you going to do? You thought about any of that stuff? What are you going to do when you get your driver's license and all at once, glory to God. Right. That was some of you young people's probably only chance to give an audible amen. You looking for some driver's license? Glory. There we go. And all at once now the whole world is at your fingertips. You can go exactly wherever you want to go. You just need a little gas money. That seems to be the struggle then, don't it? He's a little gas money. What are you going to do? Is it just going to be something you're brought up in? Or is there going to be some place where you take this way yourself? And you say, number one, I'm a Christian. And I love Jesus. And number two, that crazy conservative holiness crowd. That's my crowd. That's my crowd. That's good preaching. I got one girl. It'll be 13 years old. And I have done my best. Sometimes I wish I could have done better in areas, but I have done my best to raise her to love Jesus. And I hope and pray she continues to go God's way. I like to see her grow up and be a beautiful young lady and be a lovely little holiness lady. Wouldn't that be good? I just be honest with you, I'm not being perverted or weird or awkward, but holiness ladies are the prettiest ladies on the planet. Their face just shines and they got the right attitude. They're lovely. Don't look at me like that. Some of you feel the same way. Hallelujah. I hope she grows up. And there comes a place where all at once it's not what daddy says or what daddy wants,
But all at once, something's happened inside of her, and she says, this is the way. This is the way that leads home. This is the way that goes home. I want this way. Then she'll be able to hang in there when the pressure's on. Where are you at tonight? You just looking for a place to blow up? Are you looking for a place to get off? Are you looking for a place to get out? I've had some of them come to me and tell me, raised in a Christian home. I don't know who's to blame. We ain't got time for that tonight. But I've had them come to me and tell me, they said, Brother Blankets, let me tell you something. Whenever I start making my own decisions, I won't be this way. And I think, oh, God, help us. Oh, God, help us. One of two things has happened. Either our inconsistencies caused problems. Amen, brother. That could be. Or somewhere in the heart of a young person, there's all at once began a disconnect. What are you going to do when the pressure's on? I'm not going to give altar call tonight. I'm just going to preach us up to a place and cut us loose. Don't be this. Don't be this. Be this. Let God settle us on the inside and make us steady. Just in case you're wondering what the world needs some people that are steady. This world needs some people that are steadfast and stable and are able to put their feet down. It's one of my greatest prayers. God, help me to be steady. Help me to be steady for Micah. Help me to be steady as God's man. I want to be steady. I've seen them, ain't you? Do good for a while and then they're gone. Do good for a while and then they're gone. It doesn't have to be. You can get in there and God can work on our heart and continue to bless our soul and satisfy the longings in there until we can live a whole life all the way through and get old. And some of you can sit on a porch swing somewhere and hold hands, gray-headed or bald. Won't it be great? Look up to heaven and know the sunshine of God is on your life. To me, that sounds lovely, don't you think? I like the thoughts of that. Let God make us stable and steady. We can be. Matter of fact, not only can it be, but He wants to. He wants to let His peace rule and reign in our heart. Till He brings His steadiness. Don't shut everybody out. I'm done. Don't shut everybody out. You're going to need some people to keep that accomplished. You're going to need a little core group of people. Facebook ain't going to do it. Facebook ain't going to be able to be your buddy. Having 100, 200, 300. Sometimes Micah says, oh, I got 60-something on Snapchat about that picture. I said, well, that's good, honey. And then she said, why do people like my pictures more when I got them with you? I said, because I've learned how to be nice to people. I said, you should try it. Yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What's going to happen with you? How's this thing going to play out with you? What kind of man you going to be when you grow up? What kind of lady you going to be when you grow up? How about some of you? What kind of woman are you going to be when you grow up? Who are you going to be like? You're going to be like somebody. Facebook ain't going to do it. You're going to need a little core group of people that's steady and can put their foot down over and over. It's walking away. That's the kind of core group you need. I had to bring a couple of them in today. Too many pressures. So I had to hand a few of them off to some of those little people around me. Then I said, hey, I need prayer. Hey, this is going on. Or hey, this is happening right here. I need some help here. It's not weakness. It's a great strength. It'll pull us through when the pressure's on. But your greatest advocate will be Him. Always. It'll be Him. Let's be standing. I'm done.
Thank you for your attention. Father, we pray tonight that you'd lead us from this place and not from your presence. Burn this truth on our heart tonight, Lord. The pressure's on. The pressure's on from the world. The pressure's on from everything around us, from the enemy. But, oh God, you're able to establish us and strengthen us within to hold steady. To hold steady, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Shake hands with one another. Be friendly.